Alice is passed out on the floor after a long and tiring evening of indulgence. And she's having that dream again, the one she has so oftentimes. In this dream, she's chasing a pallid rabbit. She wakes up late at night to a sound of her room being ransacked by the dim light of her yellow alarm clock. She sees a pallid rabbit, pale as death.
And it looks back at her with inky black eyes that are a vacuum of any light, of any shine, of any reflection. Just a deep abyss.
And she freezes in shock and horror. But it reaches into her chest of drawers and pulls something out. There's a quick rustle as it puts it into its waistcoat, turning to conceal its... As the rabbit does so, it turns to conceal what it is taking, but she knows it's something vital, something important, something she must not lose. So she takes after the rabbit, howling for it to stop, stop, stop. The rabbit is fast. Not only is it fast, but it seems to move in an extra-dimensional way. Like, it seems to be able to run through walls by approaching them at a strange angle, and then be on the other side of a door without opening it. She ends up outside, chasing it into the woods, and knowing she has to close in fast or she will lose it. That's when it runs straight across this path that doesn't yield for it, but which collapses under Alice's feet, and she plunges into a deep hole, screaming. She comes to a rough landing at the bottom. Not actually the bottom of the hole, she realizes, but a ledge of fallen branches and other debris, dead animals and trash, basically, has fallen there over the years, and that it's a very precarious and creaking ledge to a much deeper, deeper, deeper passage underground, and she's stuck there until the point where it's going to break, and then she will fall.